Then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. 2 Samuel 11:2. It may have been just a midnight stroll on the terrace, but sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you. Genesis 4:7. When Spurgeon wrote this devotion, I'm sure it never occurred to him that churchgoers in the future would hypocritically pray the Lord's Prayer, "Lead us not into temptation," while carrying pocket gods, the source of endless sexual perversion. What he wrote applies more to us today than to Christians of his generation. Those who think themselves secure are more exposed to danger than any others. The armor-bearer of sin is self-confidence. Self-confidence is epidemic today. Most men who go to church and most of the ministers at those churches are addicted to internet pornography. Pornography is a don't ask, don't tell subject because most men are addicted. Christ told us, "Whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Matthew 5:28. A few years ago, churchgoers thought sex should be limited to between a husband and wife. There's a reason they thought that. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:19-21. Put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion. Colossians 3:5. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 4:7-8. If you're addicted to pornography, repent. If you need help, ask your pastor. If he's addicted to pornography, find a church where the Bible is preached and obeyed.